USA Radio News with John Hunt.
An update from Ukraine. President Joe Biden held a secure call with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky as his administration warned that the capital city of Kiev could soon fall to Russia. The White House said the two leaders spoke for roughly 40 minutes. Zelensky, who remains in Ukraine, has been urging Western governments to do more to help his country. In a video address, Zelensky said he's now Russia's number one target. Earlier in the day, President Biden met with NATO leaders to discuss the situation in Ukraine. President Joe Biden has selected Ketanji Brown Jackson as his nominee to the Supreme Court, setting in motion a historic confirmation process for the first black woman to potentially sit on the highest court in the land. Jackson currently sits on D.C.'s federal appellate court and had been considered the front-runner for the vacancy since Justice Stephen Breyer announced his retirement. She received and accepted Biden's offer in a call last night, but was present for the D.C. Circuit Court hearings this morning. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Drug maker Johnson & Johnson and three major distributors have finalized nationwide settlements over their role in the opioid addiction crisis, an announcement that clears the way for $26 billion to flow to nearly every state and local government in the United States. Taken together, the settlements are the largest to date among many opioid-related cases that have been playing out across the country. They're expected to provide a significant boost to efforts aimed at reversing the crisis in places that have been devastated by it, including many parts of rural America. The Supreme Court has decided to take up the case of a Colorado web designer who is opposed to creating wedding websites for same-sex couples because of her religious beliefs. The latest clash to become before the court involving claims of religious liberty and state laws that prohibit discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation. The court said in its brief on the decision, it will be deciding the question of whether applying public accommodation laws to compel an artist to speak violates the free speech clause of the First Amendment. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
NASA is testing a new moon rocket, and with that story, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
NASA officials said the space agency is making progress toward a crucial test in mid-March of the first moon rocket since the Apollo era, but the agency didn't set a new launch date for the first lunar mission. NASA plans the full wet dress rehearsal of the SLS moon rocket on the pad at 6 p.m. March 17th. According to NASA, the first mission to the moon won't have a crew. At this time, they're evaluating a launch in May. The final test in March is practice for ground teams as they load propellant into the rocket's tanks and conduct a full launch countdown. NASA says the rocket will carry mannequins in the Orion capsule and will fly further past the moon than any crewed spacecraft ever has. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The Ford Motor Company is recalling nearly a 250,000 heavy pickup trucks in the U.S. because the drive shafts can fracture and cause a loss of power. The recall covers certain F-250 and F-350 Super Duty pickups from the 2017 through 2022 model years. The trucks have gasoline engines and aluminum drive shafts. Heat and noise insulators below the body can loosen and touch the drive shaft. The shaft can fracture, causing a power loss or total loss of control if it hits the ground. Thanks for spending part of your day with us. Reporting for USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.